Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about what is really going on. Why this big push to demonize the guns when there is a clear indication that the American people are being driven to extreme acts of violence by prescription medications, antidepressants, SSRIs. The U.S. government desire to end the Second Amendment is not about public safety. The U.S. government fears an armed populace. The fact is, the Second Amendment is not about target shooting or hunting, but about reserving to the people the right and means to throw off tyranny. If public safety were the real concern of the U.S. government and the corporate media, then they would be looking into this link between SSRIs and extreme violence. It is well documented. This is not, you know, a few minor, rare cases. And by the way, in researching all of this stuff, we found out that every time the pharmaceutical companies will settle one of these lawsuits where the courts have said, yeah, this stuff fried the kid's brain, there'll be a settlement, and contingent on that settlement is everybody has to sign a non-disclosure agreement, confidentiality agreement. And very often, the lawyers for the pharmaceutical companies will attempt to get the court to seal the records completely away from the public. They know there's a problem, but as long as they're making money off of the 90% of people who are taking these drugs and not having a negative reaction, they're going to keep on doing it. It's a numbers game. The goal with this attack on the Second Amendment is not public safety, but the safety of the rich and powerful who will never sleep soundly in their beds until the people they have looted are disarmed and helpless. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny in government. Only dictators fear an armed populace. Now, we've often commented on the fact that every genocide since the beginning of the 20th century was preceded with a gun ban on the targeted population. That, too, is well documented. Now, in the current case, I don't think we need to worry about genocide. In my opinion, the U.S. government is disarming the public to take away our right to say no, because the U.S. government is broke. Wall Street is heavily in default. They need a new source of wealth. They're not able to capture that wealth from all these invaded countries. They've run into a stone wall over there. So what are they going to do? They're going to seize the wealth of the American people. We already saw that in the aftermath of the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, with all the fraudulent foreclosures, foreclosure gate, and Obama basically indemnified it all with his bogus foreclosure settlement. The government is going to start letting the banks take houses again, whether they have a legal right to do so or not. And they don't want homeowners who know they don't actually have a mortgage with that bank fighting back when the homes are taken. The U.S. government is already trying to demonize silver and gold ownership. We already know that the government once before confiscated all the public's gold back in 1933. And they don't want you able to shoot back when the thugs show up and knock on your door and say, I'm sorry, we got to melt down your wife's wedding ring because we got to save all those poor Wall Street banks from the aftermath of their own crimes and corruption. That's what it's about, taking away your right to say no. So that when they show up and say, by the way, we need your teenage kid to go and join our invasion force against Syria or Iran or whoever they're going to invade next week, that you can't refuse that either. That's what it's about, taking away the right to say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. And the Second Amendment was given to us to preserve our right to say no. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Checking the email box here. Somebody wrote in, the cancer treatment that I was referring to before was hydrazine sulfate, and it was a low-cost alternative to the very expensive, costly, approved cancer treatments, and the National Cancer Institute was caught rigging the trials. It's long been known, you cannot prescribe the hydrazine sulfate to patients who are on other medications. And they NCI set up the test trials using patients who were on the other medication. So, of course, it wouldn't work. And they got the negative because, by golly, the last thing we need here is a low-cost alternative treatment that might actually work but damage the profitability of that traditional chemotherapy, which we now know actually makes cancer more metastatic. That's okay. We got a pill for that, too. Now, over at lawyersandsettlements.com is an article that sort of gets back to what I was saying before. Apparently, the medical establishment recognizes this SSRI violence link. They even have a name for it now called akathisia. Yes, you're suffering from akathisia, which is what they tell you when they don't want to say your kid got fried by the attention deficit disorder drugs the school recommended. It's akathisia, and the parents say, ooh, akathisia sounds awful here. And they go home not realizing what is really being talked about here. And according to this this article over here at lawyersandsettlements.com, they're basically saying that the pharmaceutical companies work to keep this hidden from the American people. They settle lawsuits out of court with confidentiality clauses, and they obtain court orders to seal documents produced in the litigation. Apparently, they found a document from 1984 where Eli Lilly showed that akathisia occurred in at least 1% of the patients taking Prozac. Look how many people are on Prozac in this country. And 1% doesn't sound like a big number if you're an accountant or a bookkeeper at the pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, we can afford lawsuits from just 1% adverse reactions. But what about the people who are around that 1% when their brains fry out? And again, none of these clinical trials look for what happens when they're taking Prozac with something else. And as we documented above here, very often these drugs are being prescribed in combination. We don't know what the result of that is going to be. So, let's see. Now, getting back to the issue of a gun ban. We already know that when you have a gun ban, only the law-abiding citizens are going to go along with it. The criminals will always have guns. All a gun ban does is turn guns into another item to be smuggled into the country at huge cost, and the criminals will go out and simply rob a few more stores or burglarize a few more homes until they can come up with the money to have the gun. Gun bans have never disarmed the criminals. Ever, 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 ever. It hasn't happened. All it does is disarm the law-abiding population so they can't stand up to a government that is itself criminal or a banking system that is itself criminal. So every time they're talking about a gun ban, what they're really saying is only criminals are going to be allowed to have guns. Now, one of those PSAs I played just a little while ago was about Kennesaw, Georgia. 1982, they passed a law saying every household has to have at least one firearm and one member of the household who is firearms proficient. The crime rate plummeted. And in 2007, Kennesaw was reported to have not had a murder in their town for 25 years. Look at where these mass shooters with their brains melted on these drugs are going. They're going for the gun-free zones. Because they're walking in there in the sure and certain knowledge they can shoot whoever they want and nobody will shoot back. It's basically a giant open-air shooting gallery. And the government will say, great, we've got more bloody shirts we can wave around to disarm the American people. As I mentioned last week, there was an incident on Thursday where a guy walked into a school in China with a knife and stabbed 22 students. Are we now going to ban knives? Are we going to have to register our Swiss Army knives here? Let's talk about the right to keep and bear arms. An armed man is a citizen, an unarmed man is a subject. Gun control is not about guns, it's about control. I'm not carrying a gun because I'm looking for trouble. I'm carrying a gun because I want to avoid trouble. Now, there's a video that we posted to whatreallyhappened.com, and the headline reads, "Watch what happens when guns are banned in Australia." Following the Port Arthur shooting, which many analysts have come to conclude was a staged incident to support the gun grabber agenda. And they said, we're going to round up all the guns and everybody will be safe and crime will go down. And of course, inevitably, as history has shown repeatedly, crime went through the roof because the criminals had guns. The criminals didn't turn in their guns. Only the law-abiding disarmed themselves and they set themselves up as a target-rich environment of helpless disarmed citizens. And the criminals went wild. But the government doesn't care if you're the victim of a crime. They only care that you no longer have the ability to stand up and say no. When you know in your heart of hearts, down to the very bottom of your moral soul, the course this nation is on is destructive, not just of other countries, but of the nation itself. The financial system is based on a Ponzi scheme. The government has gone completely corrupt. They are not interested in what is good for you, the American people. They want to take away the guns to protect themselves. And if thousands of you die at the hands of violent criminals who still have their guns, that's just a small price to pay for continuing the status quo. Everyone's screaming about new gun laws. Connecticut had very strict gun controls. Connecticut is one of the states that have the most strict gun control laws, preventing the law-abiding from being armed to respond to situations like what happened in Newtown. All these gun-free zones, they do not work. They are invitations to mass violence at the hands of people whose brains are melted by SSRIs. And by the way, SSRIs are not the only drugs known to cause problems. As I mentioned before, the Norway shooter was on an anabolic steroid and ephedrine. And those two taken in combination can provoke just blind rage. Now, a little statistic you need to keep in mind. When police stop a mass shooting, the average number of people who were killed is 18 and a quarter. When a civilian with a legally carried gun stops a mass killing, the average number of dead victims is 2.2. Obviously, armed civilians are more successful at preventing death during these mass shootings. So why, oh why, oh why would the government want to take away guns from law-abiding citizens and force us to rely on the police, knowing it's going to result in 16 more deaths for every mass shooting incident? Because the goal is not crime prevention and public safety. It's about preserving the power structure. It's about taking away the Second Amendment. It's about taking away our right to say no to bad government. In Switzerland, every other citizen has a gun. 50% of the population is armed. They have the lowest crime rate in the world. Let's learn from these other nations, whether it's Switzerland or Iceland. Meanwhile, speaking of government-sanctioned murder and mayhem, the Obama administration has demanded that a federal judge throw out a lawsuit relating to assassinations of three U.S. citizens in these drone strikes, saying that basically the White House is above the law. The White House can go out and kill innocent people with drones, and we shouldn't think it's a problem. If you're a loyal American, shredded bodies of dead children in these foreign countries, that's just part of what it takes to make America great. But dead children in a school in Connecticut, oh, you have to give up your freedoms for that. I think we need to take away some of the freedoms that the government has arrogated to itself. Murder of children is murder of children no matter where it takes place on the globe. Whether it's taking place in drone strikes in Afghanistan, whether it's taking place in Israel, when they gunned down a Palestinian child playing soccer from a helicopter. Murdering of innocent children is wrong everywhere. There can be no exceptions. There can be no justifications. Now, obviously, what is not being reported as CNN is back to this thing. They're showing the photos and names of all the dead children with the candle and how terrible it is. It's an emotional appeal. If you give up your guns, you will be safe. No, you won't. Go back and look at those acts of violence triggered by SSRIs that were done with sledgehammers and baseball bats. Taking away the guns won't make you safe. It makes you a victim. We're going to be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So, obviously, while the corporate media is wallowing in the pathos of this horrible tragedy in Connecticut, and it is a tragedy, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to minimize it or trivialize it, it is a tragedy. But all politicians live by the creed, never let a crisis go to waste. They look at the news every single day, and everything that happens, the first thing that pops into their head is, how can I use this? How can I use this to get the agenda going? They're not interested in what really happened there. They're not interested in the SSRIs. Congress knows there is a problem. But the goal is disarming the American people. And whether it actually makes us safer or not is irrelevant. And we know from history it won't. It's about maintaining power, maintaining control over the people. So they're out there just spreading this all over the place here, and they're not reporting on a lot of other stuff, including, again, over here in Syria. I mean, the bombing and fighting is continuing over there, and it's looking more and more like Russia is going to get dragged into this thing directly. Now, we already know Russia is supplying weapon systems to the Syrian government to counter the weapon systems supplied by the United States to the hired mercenary army. We know that for this dollarification of the world, the reimposing of Bretton Woods, to work. The U.S. has to get it all. They can't just get half of it and call it quits. When they started on this path, war with Russia was inevitable. And I noticed that along with the other Russia bashing we're seeing all over the place, they were running salt on TV again yesterday. Ooh, bad Russians. They have deep cover spies. They're still a threat. Even though the Soviet Union has gotten those Russians are bad. FX Network is launching a new TV series, The Americans. Now, this is supposed to be set back in the 1980s, and it's a pathetic and obvious attempt to whip up that old Cold War mentality of us against the Ruskies. And we're seeing Hollywood basically pander to the war machine as they did all those years ago during the first Cold War. Hollywood's going to basically go on out there and tell you who you're supposed to hate. They're going to tell you this is what history really is. Forget about the facts. We have a movie for you. Zero Dark 30. Believe what you see on the movie screen. Now, the U.S.-backed Free Syria Army has crossed a very dangerous red line. They're starting to capture Russian and Ukrainian nationals in Syria. There's this situation where this Ukrainian reporter is or was being held hostage and for ransom, and the deadline has passed, so we don't know what the situation here is. Anhar Kocheva has been in Syria, covering Syria for Russian media for years. The mercenaries grabbed her and are holding her for ransom. The ransom is not being paid. If the Syrians start killing Russians and Ukrainians, then Russia is directly involved. How they choose to respond to that, we don't know. Just before we went to airtime, we were getting word from the Italian government that the hired mercenaries are now kidnapping Italians inside Syria to hold for ransom. Now, video has come out of Syria, and I don't understand. I guess... To them, this looks really good, but it looks bad to the world. The hired mercenary army in Syria are now recruiting children. There's that horrible video where they're encouraging this child to behead a captured prisoner with a sword. We've all seen that one. And now apparently these children are being put on the front lines to fight the Syrian government forces. Maybe the mercenaries are going to think the Assad's troops are not going to shoot children, and probably a lot of them won't, which means these kids are being used as human shields. Now, take a look at what these hired mercenaries are doing. Can you picture George Washington or Thomas Jefferson using the same tactics and expecting to win the war against Britain? A genuine popular revolution does not carry out any act that would alienate the popular support of the general population on whose behalf they claim to fight. Every one of these actions only underscores the fact this is not a popular revolt inside Syria. It is a covert military invasion by hired mercenaries, paid for and armed by the United States and various other U.S. allies. The United Nations is now saying they have a contingency plan to deploy 10,000 peacekeepers in Syria. The U.S. will probably veto that move because the peacekeepers in Syria sent by the United Nations would basically say, everybody stop fighting and just stop where you are and we'll sort this out diplomatically. So we can expect the United States to veto this move because the U.S. agenda is conquering Syria, putting in a new puppet government, shackling their resources back to the dollar and setting the stage for the war against Iran. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock. Your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 Harvest. $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, remember what I said before about all of these nations that have already been invaded and regime changed by the United States government, and they're all waking up and realizing, hey, we don't have to do what the United States says. They've already invaded us, and now they're saying we're supposed to just, be a little client state for the United States. Why do we have to do that? They couldn't sell a second invasion. And like the provinces that started breaking away from ancient Rome after they lost that legion up in Germany, all these recently re-Americanized countries are starting to basically show their independence. Iraq has come out opposing any sanctions against Syria. So this dollarification program is already failing because these nations that have been invaded and new governments installed by the U.S., those new governments are saying, we actually have a couple of years where we can do what we want. Because the U.S. can't invade a second time because they sold these invasions to the American people for humanitarian concerns and to get rid of an evil tyrant and said, huzzah, we've won. We've got a U.S.-friendly government in there. I mean, let's face it. Obama can't turn around and say, we have to go back into Iraq. They won't do what we're telling them to do. That's never gonna sell. By the way, Christians are apparently now at risk in this war in Syria. The hired mercenaries they're targeting everybody. Russians, Ukrainians, Italians, Christians. Libya has now closed their borders and declared the south a military zone. The Libyan National Congress has announced it is closing its southern and eastern borders for an indefinite period of time, and it is declaring six provinces covering the bulk of the south a closed military zone. Here's what's going on there. The U.S. went in, they murdered Gaddafi, they shut down the state bank. We don't know where the gold that was going to back the gold in R went, but nobody seems to know where that happened. And they gave the Libyan people a brand new private central bank and a debt-based currency and declared victory and went home. Apparently not. Apparently much of Libya is still wanting to kick out this new U.S.-imposed puppet government. And if they're closing borders and declaring these provinces military zones, it means they're losing. It's another case of an epic foreign policy fail. The Benghazi police station has been hit by two more explosions. Somebody wants that place and its evidence inside to go away. By the way, Hillary Clinton is not going to have to testify before Congress regarding what happened at the Benghazi consulate. She's not feeling well. I mean, compare that with John Demjanjuk, you know, the guy that Israel is still trying to convict of something, so they can prove the Holocaust is alive and well. The guy's in his 90s. He's wheeled into the courtroom on a stretcher because he can't even sit up. But Hillary Clinton, oh, she got a bump on the head or something. And who knows? U.S. arms transfers to their Gulf allies is basically giving away the long-term strategy. The largest infusion of U.S. arms ever for the Persian Gulf allies has shifted more towards offensive weapons. At the same time, Obama is saying it's going to rely more on allied firepower in the future war. Now, the only war on the horizon for Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and the other Gulf coalition partners is going to be with Iran. They're already sending in the weapons for the invasion of Iran. They're apparently sending in F-16s, F-15s. You pay for all this. Satellite-guided bombs. And bunker busters. The U.S. is not going to stop. They can't. Even though they're raising on a busted flush, and they cannot win this war, and they risk nuclear war with Russia and China, they can't back down. The bankers won't let them. Because the bankers love these wars. It plunges everybody into debt slavery for the next 50 to 100 years. And they don't care which side wins or loses. Those financial corporations on Wall Street don't care if the United States of America loses the coming war. They just want everybody in debt. Both sides go into debt to fight the war. Both sides go deeper into debt to rebuild from the war. The only winners in these wars are the bankers. That's what they're doing right now. Now, there's still a huge debate. Actually, I'm going to back up here because they're still pounding on this Connecticut shooting and all this stuff that's going on here. And I wanted to share a story with you. I'm an old farm kid. Emphasis on old. I'm 60 now. When I was a kid, growing up in New Hampshire, everybody got their first gun at age 12. Some of us got our guns even younger than that. And we got a course in gun safety. And the first time we misused that gun, we would get a trip to the woodshed, would have you eating your dinner standing up for a week. And we took our guns to school. We'd put them in the coat room before we'd go to class. Because usually, for most of us, on the way home from school that day, we'd be going through our fields of crops, varminting, shooting at and chasing away the animals that were eating the food crops. That was accepted life. We never had a school shooting there. Anybody coming in acts of violence would have been met with massive firepower. Guns weren't an ego statement. It was a necessary tool of preserving our food crop from marauding life. Animals and occasionally neighbor livestock. We wouldn't shoot them. We'd shoot at them, ruffle the tail feathers or something. That was an accepted part of life. It's only when people got disarmed and doped up on these SSRIs that we started seeing these mass shootings. So, apparently, this gun legislation that Dianne Feinstein is promising to bring to the floor the first day Congress reconvenes is going to be a complete gun ban. It will ban the sale, transfer, importation, and possession of firearms. Period. End of discussion. They're taking away your right to say no. So, obviously, a lot of your Christmas gift giving has been solved. And as I said before, a friend of mine down in Florida says they went to a gun show over this weekend. It was jammed. People are buying guns as fast as they can. And yes, they are registered, so the government knows you have those. And when they start the confiscations, they'll simply send you a letter that says, we're aware you have a gun. You have 30 days to turn it in, or we will fine you. They're not going to risk a direct confrontation. They know better than that. They're not going to get into a situation where they're going to be met at the door of somebody's home with an armed, angry citizen. They're going to do it very softly, with letters, with phone calls. Seizure of your assets if you don't turn your guns in. That's what they're going to do. And I want to make something very, very clear. I do not encourage violence of any kind. The side that resorts to violence first will lose in the court of world opinion. But I think every house should be armed against criminals, even the criminals in government. By the way, it might surprise a lot of people. Gandhi believed in gun ownership. He preached and supported nonviolent, non-cooperation as a means of political change, but he agreed that individuals had a right to self-defense in their own homes. Kind of a little surprise there. And I'm exactly of the same attitude. I don't want Americans marching on the government with guns because the government is already prepared to deal with you decisively. But on the other hand, we know about all these police raids where they're kicking down the wrong door and coming into innocent people's homes and killing them. In that context, where you're a homeowner and the police are pounding on your door and you know for a certainty they've got the wrong location, you have every right to defend yourself with lethal force. But they want to take that away from you as well. Oh, we're sorry, the cops came in and murdered your family and they were actually after the druggies living next door. Gee, we're sorry, but you know, it is in compliance with departmental policy. So if you're a good, loyal American, you'll just bury your dead and forget all about it. And if you can't forget about it, we have a pill to give you that'll make you forget about it. Anyway, back to news. Chuck Hagel is being floated as a possible Secretary of Defense, and it has provoked a huge negative reaction among all the Israel firsters in the U.S. government. Apparently, the Republican Jewish Coalition is up in arms and saying they absolutely will not allow Chuck Hagel to be Secretary of Defense. Do you know why? Goes back to a quote he made a while back when he was in the Senate. He said, I'm not an Israeli senator, I'm a United States senator. Horror! Horrors! That man has got to go! He forgets who he's really supposed to be working for. I mean, they're out there in the open saying that nobody's allowed to work in the U.S. government if they are not working for Israel. It doesn't get more blatant than that. Meanwhile, Jewish groups are all... They're back on this thing. We need more hate crime legislation. What they really mean is they want censorship. You're not allowed to talk about Israel anymore. You're not allowed to point out their crimes against the Palestinians or their crimes against the USS Liberty or their crimes against Rachel Corrie. That's hate speech. It's anti-Semitism. Apparently, the ADL has their knickers in a twist over Columbia University, where apparently there was a comment in their online post where this Israeli Border Patrol officer killed an Arab teenager. And they called this the Border Patrol officer basically a terrorist. And what the ADL is telling Columbia University, they are demanding that Columbia University on all of its computer systems, message boards, whatever, impose a program of censorship where anything critical of Israel is automatically to be erased. Now, this is an American university, not an Israeli university. The Post was about actions in a foreign country. And the government of that foreign country wants to come into this country and say, you may not criticize us. You can criticize your own government all you want. You will not criticize Israel. Press TV came out with an interesting article basically saying that the CIA and Mossad staged 9/11 to further Israel's agenda. Well, there's no question Israel's agenda was furthered by this, but also, of course, was this a project for the new American century, the century of unremitting warfare to reimpose U.S. control over the rest of the world, to shackle all the world's economies back to the dollar, to our little Ponzi scheme banking system. That's the real supreme agenda. Israel's agenda lined up with that rather nicely. And they're pointing out this document 2 months ago. The New York Post quoted Henry Kissinger as saying, in 10 years, there'll be no more Israel. It is starting to fragment before our eyes. Apparently, a study commissioned by all 16 American intelligence agencies came to the same conclusion. Israel is destroying itself. They've lost control over the world's perception of Israel. They've lost their victim card. And they're getting more and more hysterical in their actions. This ADL comment to Columbia University is a good example. You are not allowed to say bad things about Israel anymore. This Republican Jewish coalition screaming about Hagel should not be Secretary of Defense because he's not obedient enough to Israel. Remember what I used to say about dictatorships? The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force it to act like one where everybody can see it. The U.S. government is now doing it. Israel is now doing it. And therein lie the seeds of their eventual mutual destruction. They've lost the illusion that they're there to benefit the people. They've lost the illusion. Israel's lost the illusion of victim status. Israel's lost the illusion that they are not a nuclear-armed state. By the way, speaking of Israel, apparently economics are so difficult. You know, they had huge protests inside Israel. They even set up a guillotine there in Tel Aviv as a warning to the government. The Israeli people are suffering just as much hardship as the American people. Israeli families are going, and I'm not talking about the Arabs, I'm talking about the Ashkenazi Jews. The ordinary citizens of Israel are going without food. Children are begging in the streets. They're having to quit school at young ages to go into the workforce to survive. And of course, the first question I'm sure everybody's going to ask is, where is all this money going that the U.S. taxpayer is forced to send to Israel? We were told it was to help Israel and to support Israel in this sea of opposition around there. And now we're finding out wherever the money is going, it's not going to the Israeli people. It's just more money taken from poor people here in the United States of America to give to the already rich people in Israel. That's what's going on there. All right, I want to talk about the economy here a little bit as we head into the top of the third hour. Now, you have heard me talk about this wonderful documentary called Inside Job. It won last year's Academy Award for Best Documentary and promptly vanished. It's an in-depth look at exactly what happened on Wall Street that triggered the current financial crisis. The reckless behavior, the mortgage-backed security fraud, all of that stuff. And it's a wonderful documentary. It deserved the Academy Award. But it vanished. And then all of a sudden we saw HBO come out with their little piece of fluff, this poo polish called Too Big to Fail, where they tried to portray all of these Wall Street CEOs as heroic figures struggling with forces beyond their control. And it was a big pile of media poo, not normally up to HBO's standards, in my opinion. I've tried to link to Inside Job any place it's been available online. It is under copyright, and so they get hit with a DMCA takedown notice. You can imagine my surprise and shock walking into the local Safeway market over the weekend They've got a rack of Blu-ray and DVDs, and it was sitting right there. If you want to get this documentary, Inside Job, it is being sold in the video rack at Safeway. And if you have not seen this, you have to get this. And it's a lot of fun because on the DVD version, there are a lot of deleted scenes, which are not obviously available in the online version. And you need to look at those deleted scenes to find out more about what was going on. Inside Job. Safeway is carrying it. Good for Safeway. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is still out there. Guns are bad. We got to get rid of all the guns. Everything will be fine if we get rid of the guns. The jobs will come back. The banks will be honest. Government will be honest. You get rid of the guns and all the problems will be gone. That's what they're trying to sell us here. We're going to take a phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I don't know if you know, but if people want to call on the show, they ought to call the 512 number. you know, that's on the side because the 800 number is knocked offline.
Oh, I was wondering why we weren't getting any phone calls today. I figured I'd bored everybody to death, and they were all out taking SSRIs to deal with the depression or something. All right, but that's good to know.
But you want to know what really makes me mad and how despicable the media is? Is they are stalking the victims of the family who lost somebody in this shooting, and they're trying to get them to say anti-gun statements. And that is despicable, Mike. That
well, yeah, but that's what the corporate media does.
It's like, and the thing is, even the police around here, they're saying the media and the government is overplaying their hands. And I can tell you, Mike, one thing. If Obama does sign an executive order, try to come after the guns, I'd say, but a lot of counties in Texas, a lot of counties in the South and the Midwest, I don't think the police are going to give any material support to the federal government if they ever try that.
I think it's probably going to get that reaction, but you need to understand and recognize the overplaying of it. This constant pounding throughout the entire weekend into today is basically an indication they're not getting traction. People aren't buying this idea that the guns are the problems. And that's why it is really essential for everybody. I need you all to help me on this, to just get it out to the rest of the world. That the real problem are these SSRI medications are driving people crazy. And these people are going on these psychotic breaks, and they're going to use whatever's at hand, whether it's a gun or a sledgehammer or a baseball bat or a knife, and they're going to commit mayhem.
Well,
and, okay.
Well, you know, the thing is, in Texas, we have the bartender's law. If somebody goes out, if that bartender serves them alcohol, they go out and they get in a car wreck and they're drunk, you know, the bartender gets in trouble, but yet the psychiatrist prescribes these medications, and they go out and they hurt somebody. Nothing happens to psychiatrists. I think the bartender's law should apply to the psychiatrist, knowing this could happen.
Well, it should, but again, as we pointed out from that legal firm website, these pharmaceutical companies will go into court. They'll have these out-of-court settlements that involve confidentiality clauses. And then they'll try and get the records sealed. They don't want accountability. They don't want responsibility for what these drugs are doing to the people.
Now, I'm saying go after the doctors.
It's not the doctors. It's not the doctors. The doctors are prescribing medications they are being told are safe and efficacious. The problem are the pharmaceutical companies that are rigging their trials and basically, you know, contributing to politicians to keep the money flowing their way.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break for station identification. Thanks an awful lot for the call, George, and we'll be back after these few words.